With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump is the winner of the Iowa caucuses. The victory is the first step towards a 2024 rematch between President Trump and Biden. Mr. Trump this week will head to New Hampshire ahead of the state's January 23rd presidential primary. Giving his victory speech, the former president called on Republicans, Democrats, and others to unite behind him.
This is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together. Whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative, it would be so nice if we could come together and straighten out the world and straighten out the problems and straighten out all of the death and destruction that we're witnessing.
Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says he's suspending his campaign and is throwing his support behind former President Trump. That's after he earned roughly 8% support among caucus goers in Iowa. DeSantis and Haley finished second and third, respectively. Also at SRNnews.com, some public health employees are calling for a federal report on the effects of vaping. Norman Hall has more.
60 years after the U.S. Surgeon General released a report on the dangers of cigarettes, some experts say a similar report is needed to clear the air about vaping. Many U.S. adults believe nicotine vaping is as harmful or even more dangerous than cigarette smoking. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and most scientists say that based on the available evidence, electronic cigarettes are far less dangerous than traditional cigarettes. There is a major obstacle to determining vaping risk. E-cigarettes haven't been around long enough for scientists to see if vapers develop problems like lung cancer and heart disease. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. A warning from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom.
The organization puts it rather starkly in its latest report. Quote, despite efforts to integrate human rights as an important part of the U.S. government's China policy, religious freedom and human rights concerns remain sidelined due to overriding security, economic, and other foreign policy priorities. The commission is urging the U.S. not to give up on religious freedom in China, even as it grapples with those other issues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And the greatest rebuke yet to Pope Francis, the Catholic bishops of Africa and Madagascar have issued a unified statement refusing to follow his declaration allowing priests to offer blessings to homosexual couples. They assert that such unions are contrary to the will of God. The statement is signed by the Congolese Cardinal Fridolin on behalf of the Symposium of African National Bishop Conferences. SRN News. A U.S. company's lunar lander will soon burn up in Earth's atmosphere.
This comes after a failed moonshot. Astrobotic Technologies says its lander is now headed back from the vicinity of the moon. Company officials expect the mission to end on Thursday. They stress that the lander poses no safety risk during its fiery reentry. The lander rocketed from Florida last week. It quickly developed a fuel leak that forced Astrobotic to abandon its attempt to make the first U.S. lunar landing in more than 50 years. John Scott reports.
Boeing plans to increase quality inspections of its 737 MAX 9 aircraft following the failure of emergency exit door panels on an Alaska Airlines flight last week. The inspections come after federal regulators grounded the 737 MAX. And the Boeing has said that after the Alaska Airlines flight, it is clear we're not where we need to be on quality control. More details at srnnews.com.